Mirror the Eyes of Forgiveness by Marcy Newman, the Heart Shift Coach. How do you feel when you look in the mirror? Do you automatically search for all the things that are wrong with you and do you feel that you should hide? Do you feel yourself rejecting what you see, or perhaps even more, saying mean and nasty things to yourself and your image? If you said yes to any of those things, you may actually be reacting from seeing yourself face to face with some unresolved or unforgiven energy and really do not hate yourself at all. In fact, it may be because you are aching to love yourself that you react in anger or frustration. What's interesting is that the very same thing that seems to bring up all of this negative emotion is the very same thing that can help you to heal it. That's right. Your mirror can help you to heal the parts of you that you are rejecting and loathing. How? By bringing forward the energy associated with the pain and assisting you in letting it go. Here's an example. Long ago, the person that you believed was the love of your life left you. You couldn't understand it. You loved them so much. Why didn't they love you back? You go around and around with this, beating yourself up and telling yourself that there must be something so terribly wrong with you that you are so unlovable. Surely if you were smarter or better looking or funnier, they would have stayed. And the longer that you drum this into your head and your heart, the stronger your belief becomes. One day, when you're feeling sorry for yourself and angry and tired of being alone and feel like the whole world is passing you by, you blow up when you look in the mirror. You are so disgusted with yourself. Perhaps you even throw the towel at your image or maybe even something worse. We're used to enjoy some preening and primping and dressing to perfection. Now every time you look in the mirror, you can feel that anger and pain and sometimes even despair rise right to the surface. Day by day, it just seems to get worse and worse until you can barely look at yourself without getting angry or disgusted. What's happened? Do you really think that you suddenly, overnight, became grotesque or unacceptable? Of course not. What happened is that you made an unconscious connection between your appearance and the overwhelming emotions that you were experiencing. And what was a feeling of sadness and loss suddenly became self-loathing because of the emotional charge of your pain. What if you could use that pain as a catalyst for forgiveness? Heal your sense of self, regain your confidence, and reclaim your vigor and zest for life. Here's how it works and how it can work for you. Your brain has a tendency of believing that what it sees is real. In fact, sometimes it has difficulty distinguishing reality and fantasy. Initially to it, they both appear as the same. When extreme emotion is added to the mix, it is convinced that what it is seeing and understanding as reality is indeed just that. This is why you can watch a scary movie, keep telling yourself that it is just pretend, but still jump out of your seat with fright at every twist and turn of the plot, filled with suspense. You actually feel it in your body. Maybe you get goosebumps or anxiety or your palms become sweaty. You can't stay in your seat. Now, add uncertainty or the appearance or belief that something is being hidden from you. And bam, you take it to an even deeper level. There is a release of stress-induced hormones and chemicals that perpetuate the negative story that you have something to fear, and it's delivered to your heart, to your whole being, right then and right there. And the translation is that you are about to be discovered as not enough. Conversely, love stories, funny comedies, or feel-good inspirational movies can also conjure up their own feelings, emotional responses, and create beliefs as well, and affect you in a completely different way. The difference is that this feel-good way is life-enhancing, and it stimulates your feel-good hormones and chemicals that help to perpetuate your well-being, feeling of being connected to something more than yourself. And that feeling is great because you feel loved. So what would it be like for you to remember that you have a choice about how you feel about yourself? That is what comes when you find forgiveness. You see, ultimately, you do want to feel better. You want to feel better about that person or situation or circumstance that produced these awful feelings you have been carrying around, don't you? After all, isn't that why you want them to apologize or pay or perhaps even be punished? Because they hurt you and you believe that that will make you feel better? What if instead, when you look into the mirror and you start to feel that self-loathing, you recognize it as the ego's way of sabotaging your happiness? Fear, and in this case, the fear of not being enough or not being lovable, is the culprit that is producing this illusion, producing false reasons for this self-hate. It's just not true. How do you know? Because before that incident, you didn't feel any of this when you looked in the mirror. In fact, you may have even enjoyed looking at yourself and getting ready to meet your love. What if you chose instead to recapture your original belief and feeling about yourself? Forgiveness can do this for you. In fact, that's exactly what it does. It heals the wounds of false beliefs and brings you to a place where you can reclaim the real, the true you. Here are the steps for reclaiming the true you and forgiving yourself. And that is, of course, that you ever forgot how lovable you really are. Just as a note, before beginning, position yourself in front of your mirror with as much light surrounding you as possible. Your bathroom mirror may be perfect for this because there is often a lot of light, so turn them all on. If you're unable to look at yourself straight on, stand to the side or wherever you are comfortable, just as long as you can see some part of yourself, and preferably your face. If that's uncomfortable for you, no worries. Just start however it is comfortable and keep working towards more. Number one, accept that your mind has played a trick on you. It took a situation that it thought was real, and your emotional response now has both it and you convinced that it was real all along. Number two, decide that you are willing to change the way you see things because you want to feel better. You deserve to feel better, and that is what it takes. Number three, When you feel those self-destructive thoughts and emotions start to rise, watch yourself in the mirror. You will see your eyes cloud over and a darkness rise up in your eyes, and it will actually contort the appearance of your face. Number 4. Take a deep breath in and smile. Force it if you need to. Let your breath out and maybe even add a little smirk. Smile again. Ask yourself, what if this really works? Number 5. Tell yourself that you want to feel good. Now watch what happens to your face. Sometimes this may make you feel like crying, and if it does, go ahead and try. It's nearly impossible to cry in front of a mirror. You really have to force it, and if you can accomplish it, it won't last long. You will need to turn away from the mirror. Resist that. Stay with it. So number 6 is, if this happens, come back and start again. Smile. Remind yourself that you want to feel good. Look at yourself and ask yourself, what do you need to let go of to do that? Tell yourself the story, the one that needs you to let it go while you are standing in front of the mirror. Go ahead. Tell yourself your story of pain, but watch yourself as you are telling it and feel what's going on inside. Do you have to force yourself to do this? Are you even at the point where maybe you're a little bored telling this story yet another time? When you feel like you want to let it go, maybe make a silly face. Just go ahead and do it. When you feel like you want to laugh, do it. Or try to cry again. If you've been crying, watch yourself blow your nose. Each time that you do either, see some part of the pain drop away. See it for what it is. Now, fantasy. The reality is you are here, intact, wanting to feel better, which is why you're doing this exercise, and powerful. And that powerful you is making it happen. Keep breathing. Keep letting go of the parts of the story that are not feeling true anymore. You're safe now. You can let them go. You have not been destroyed. You are here, stronger than ever, and your brain is taking it all in. Tell yourself, number 9, that you are strong and resilient and deserving of so much more of life. Tell yourself that a new life and possibly a new love is waiting for you that needs you to feel good. It needs you to feel better about yourself so that it can find its way to you. And that's the law of attraction. So number 10, can you tell yourself that you love yourself? If not, are you willing to like yourself or like something about yourself? Remember, you said that you want to feel better, so just go ahead and search. Give yourself a chance to feel better right now. This is a great time for fake it until you make it, because your brain will see you and feel you and will believe it if you use its very own tricks back on you. Number 11, search your face for something that you like about yourself. notice when you do that what happens in your eyes. You will see a spark of light jump forward that will make your eyes soften or brighten up, and keep watching for it. When this happens, you have forgiven yourself, forever believing that you were not enough or believing that you were unlovable. You will have let it go. Number 12, the mirror never lies. It reflects the relationship that you have with yourself, as well as the you that has been mirrored out to the world. In addition, the image that is reflected back will be exactly what you feel and believe about yourself. So ask, does it reflect all those best parts of you that you want the world to see? If it does, you are seeing yourself through the eyes of God. This process can be used for any situation where you are looking to feel good or feel better about yourself. And know that you need to let go of the false beliefs that are robbing you of your happiness. Mirror the eyes of forgiveness, and you will have immediate results, because the heart shifts that you experience will have an immediate effect on shifting your energy. Work that conversation to include all the parts of you that need to come to the surface, either for letting go or to be fed, so that they become stronger and a clearer part of the you that you want to share with the world. Make this into a daily routine of telling yourself that you love yourself while looking in the mirror, and you will become unstoppable. If you can't, be kind and compassionate with yourself and keep trying until you are able to. Any difficulty will tell you immediately that there is an energy that is asking to be healed, to be let go of, to be forgiven. That light in your eyes wants to shine because that is the part of you that loves you now and for always. That is the light of the divine within you peeking its heart out, saying, "Remember me? I love all of you, and I loved you first." Now, it's your turn. Here is a list of daily affirmations that will help you in this forgiveness process. Repeat these out loud to yourself as you are standing in front of your mirror. This process will stimulate the production and the delivery of feel-good hormones that will change how you view yourself and the entire world. In addition, you have received an additional list of affirmations that also will add to your well-being if you choose to repeat them right here in front of your mirror as well. This is true personal empowerment, as you reclaim this power of truth within you and love yourself enough to receive the gifts that accompany them. So get in position. Take a deep breath in. And as you release it out, begin to repeat these affirmations. Number one, I am willing to explore the possibility of loving myself. Two, I am willing to see myself differently. Three, I am willing to see my situation or circumstances differently as well. Number four, I am willing to accept that this is the path for the healing of my heart. Number 5, I am willing to see myself as strong, resilient, and powerful to create change. Number 6, I am willing to allow the change that I seek to guide me to my freedom and happiness. Number 7, I am willing to see my truth that I am love. 8, I am willing to allow my truth to set me free. 9, I am willing to be my truth. 10, I am willing to accept that I am love. 11, I am my truth. I am love. I am free. Let all of these words go out into the universe and bless every heart that's open to receive them, and invite them to join you in this quest for reclaiming the truth of who you really are. When you are able to view yourself and you're comfortable in doing so, gaze into your mirror and repeat, I love you. State your name. I love and accept you for all that you are. I love that your truth is that you are love. I love that you have claimed yourself free. You and I are one in truth, love, and freedom. I love my truth. I love that I am love. I love that I am free. I love me. I want you to know that it is with great love and honor that I bear witness to the truth that you are love, and that your reach for freedom has given you the wings to fly. With all of my blessings, my heartfelt gratitude and great love, Marcy, your Heart Shift Coach.